Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. All right, guys, so today we're going to be tackling a common pitfall in personal and professional development: overplanning. How many of you guys overplan, are indecisive, or can't just get to the point? So while planning is essential for success, overplanning can often mask procrastination and hinder your progression. So let's explore how to strike the right balance and keep moving forward as an entrepreneur. Planning is an important part of achieving any goal. It helps you outline your success and set a clear direction. However, there's a fine line between thorough planning and overplanning. When you spend too much time on planning and not enough on execution, it becomes a form of procrastination. You get stuck in the details and delay taking action. Trust me, I've been there, guys, several times where I always say, I'm gonna leave it till next week. I'm gonna leave it till next year. You know what? I'm so busy that I'll go ahead and I'll deal with it when I have time. But how many of you guys have said the exact same thing and you're basically just procrastinating? Overplanning gives a false sense of productivity. It feels like you're working hard and making progression, but in reality, you're avoiding the actual work. This is what I like to call needle movers. The consistent refinement of plans and seeking perfection can paralyze you and your business from preventing you from taking the necessary steps to move forward. So, to overcome this, adopt a mindset of action, imperfect action, actually. So, start by setting a deadline for your planning phase. Once this deadline hits, shift your focus to execution. Embrace the idea that no plan is perfect, that adjustments can be made along the way. The key to starting taking steps, no matter how small, towards your goals. Another effective strategy is breaking down your goals into smaller, manageable tasks. I always like to tell my employees, my teammates, my C executives, hey, take it day by day. Finish what you have to do today and then focus on everything else after. This approach makes it easier to transition from planning to doing. Set clear, actionable tasks with deadlines to ensure consistent progression. This not only builds momentum, but also boosts your confidence as you see tangible results, guys. And surround yourself with accountability partners. Share your goals and deadlines with someone who can keep you on track. Regular check-ins with a mentor, colleague, or a friend can help you stay focused and avoid the trap of overplanning. While planning is crucial, overplanning can mask procrastination and stall your progression. Set a deadline for planning, break down your goals into actionable steps, and seek accountability. Remember, progression is made through action, not endless planning. It's also called analysis paralysis, guys. Doing a lot of busy work and the needle's not moving. So, thank you for tuning in to the Level Up Podcast. I'm Paul Alex, encouraging you to strike the right balance between planning and taking action. Take the first step today and keep moving forward your goals. And as always, until next time, stay proactive, stay focused, and as always, let's level up. Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.